It's a big thing to take the time and effort to help people halfway around the world that you've never met. But it's even more amazing when you go meet those that you're helping. A group of kids from Ventura County spent the last 3 weeks in Africa after they gathered hundreds of bikes for those with no other way to travel than by foot.
It's probably the biggest eye-opening experience of my life.
Kate Freeman is one of the 9 kids who took part in the Wheels to Africa trip. Speaking to KCLU News from Tanzania, the 15-year-old talks about the importance of the bikes.
My family, which we got to visit today, they walk 5 hours one way to get supplies like fresh water, food, and other things. So then 5 hours back, it was a whole day of just getting fresh water, and you can just turn on the tap. So many things are just different than America. It's so eye-opening.
The Wheels to Africa program was founded in Maryland and recently spread to Ventura County.
The organization is a small nonprofit that collects bicycles and sends them to Africa. We've been doing it for about 15 years now, and we send them to needy communities in various countries, mostly Tanzania.
Dixie Duncan is the group's executive director. She says the organization is about as grassroots as you can get. The inspiration came from her son.
It started out with just my son and I doing it, and because he had a grandmother who's very sick and he didn't understand how people in Africa got their medicine. We just started out doing it as a project, and he was very young. He was only 10 years old. So we really didn't know where it would go or what would happen, but it was very successful as it evolved and more kids worked on it year after year. It just became a passion for me.
When one of the kids involved with the program moved to Ventura County, it led to the startup of the effort on the South Coast. Duncan says it turned into a very successful campaign.
There was over 400 bicycles donated and about 30 pairs of crutches and walkers, and I think we got at least 15 wheelchairs.
Wheels to Africa participant Cade Raymond.
Some of the kids walk hours to school, walk hours back, and we hop in our car and we drive there in 15 minutes. We can just go into the sink and get a cup of water. We open the pantry and have a ton of food. We never go to sleep with any hunger. These kids sometimes go a day without food. There's no food at their school. They're hungry all day. They go to sleep hungry. We just have so many blessings.
Another one of the participants, James Mencia, says visiting orphanages and schools was humbling. They took along some school supplies and sports equipment to share with the kids they met and also helped them with English lessons.
I didn't expect to see what I've seen. I didn't know that going to an orphanage would be as heartbreaking as it was. Coming from America, I have so many things to be so grateful about. I can go to a school and I don't have hunger, but they barely have anything.
The kids also had some unforgettable fun experiences like camping on the Serengeti and seeing the Maasai culture. Wheels to Africa Executive Director Dixie Duncan says it's not just those being helped in Africa who benefit. She says for those making the trip, it can be a huge positive impact.
You know, in America, we produce leaders, and if these young people can understand the value of what they do and what the impact is, they can really change the world. The people here in Africa don't have the resources we do, especially not young people. But if the young leaders can evolve, it makes even a greater effect.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.